There is an example that if there is a certain place, if there is such a place which is barren, deserted, no sign of greenery, and all the trees that are dry, without leaves, and there's no sign of any vegetation or greenery or fertility of land, such a barren and dry land with signs of drought, that not even a sign of one leaf of greenery, but in such a barren and dry land, wilderness, if we see one tree which is full of greenery and energy, vitality, so what will be the condition of that tree? What will be the status of that tree in comparison to the rest? What will be the scene, the visibility, the beauty of that tree? And we'll see one clear sign of Allah Ta'ala's power and glory, that there's a miracle here that's taking place, that nothing in the whole vicinity, in the area around, the surrounds, is there anything that reflects any sign of life or greenery? Nothing, no sign of trees, branches or leaves, but there's one certain tree that will create beauty within, in the midst of that whole area, there'll be that one tree full of that greenery and life. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented this example. The meaning of the hadith is this, that in such a generation, a time when people will be ghafil, neglecting the deen, and there will be loss in the dunya, there will be very bad situation and circumstances in the world, and people will be unaware and unconscious of Allah. And the dhakir at that time will be like that tree, that green tree in the middle of the wilderness and the barren land. What a great example. And here Allah Ta'ala is explaining that what a great ni'mah on that individual, or those people who in the days of negligence, laziness, and people being unaware of Allah, there will be people remembering Allah. Such a beautiful example that is being presented through this hadith, that the dhakir who remembers Allah in such a time, in such a generation, such a place where there's no recognition of Allah, no remembrance of Allah, person will be, the person who is dhakir, Allah's rahmah will be on that person, Allah's blessings will be on that person, Allah's full focus and attention will be on that person. That's like, just like that tree. There's a drought. Totally the land has no life. And there's that tree standing there full of energy and greenery and life. And just like today, my friends, to do the dhikr of Allah in this day and age, this is a massive reward of Allah. Massive reward of Allah. If you see that who has the, you can say, interest today, it's cold, people are tired, and we are surrounded with negligence and things that take people away from Allah. But on the Day of Judgment, we'll see that what a great fadl of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala dragged us away from the dunya towards His remembrance and Allah's dhikr. This is totally the fadl of Allah. Otherwise, how can I have the tawfiq, the capability to travel far from home to do dhikr? We are in a warm homes. It's not fard. Why we have to do this, etc. But how Allah Ta'ala has given us this beautiful and great example, that there will be a great rank and status on that person, the dhakir, that in this days of drought in terms of deen and spirituality. And Allah Ta'ala says, from the heavens, those people who are the dhakirin, they will be seen as trees with life. So my brothers, do the dhikr of Allah. I remember some words from my hazrat, from my sheikh, that the dhikr of Allah is a great ni'mah. They were the people who, from such a great personality, words emanated from his great words and phrases. And my hazrat said a great statement here, so that we can realize that his life, what was the summary of his life that he explained to us? What was the summary? In a few words, hazrat explained the point about dhikr, the learning of dhikr, and alhamdulillah, his words were a reflection of the Qur'an and the hadith. All of his statements were a summary of the Qur'an and the hadith. And he said that the dhikr of Allah is a great ni'mah, a great gift of Allah. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are pleased with the dhakir, and the dunya and the akhirah both come into control, and the qulub becomes full of nur and light, and in the hereafter, all of the ranks and the stages, the person will attain to the maximum height. And these are the words of Hazrat, that until today they are rotating my mind. The with which dars he gave us targheeb and methodology about the dhikr of Allah. So don't think that you're not going to get nothing from this. Have no worry, no fear. Today is a bit of struggling, a bit of striving, making effort for the dhikr. Without Allah Ta'ala's order, a leaf cannot even move an inch. How did we know we were going to come here to do dhikr? How did the people who are administering the masjid know that dhikr was going to take place here? So Hazrat used to say that when the call for dhikr comes, then travel to the corners. Make journey. Travel. Don't think, oh, I'd have to go there. The masjid's far. I'll do dhikr here at home. Many excuses come. But after sitting in the company of the wali of Allah, this is the effect that the words of the wali, the friend of Allah, his words rotate. And I said, this was Hazrat Hukam. That what do you know? That you are going to a place, you will travel to such a far place and you do the dhikr of Allah. And such a great reward you will earn. Nafs will stop us. Desires will stop us. La talukum amwalukum. Allah Ta'ala says, that beware, لَا تَعْلَكُمْ أَلْوَادُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that the obstacles will come that will stop you from doing dhikr of Allah. And if you stop, cease to do dhikr, then you will go into extreme loss. Negative accounts. So if you realize that there's dhikr taking place in a certain place, then ask yourself, don't be lazy, make excuses. Then the words that I'm mentioning today, bring them into your minds. The Hazrat said this, like today I'm thinking about my Hazrat, Alhamdulillah, and a new, you can say, energy and invigoration and revival of that practice comes in. So we have to think that it doesn't matter if it takes 30, 45 minutes, but look at the rahmah, the fadl, the blessings of Allah that I will attain. So my brothers, this is the day and age where we have to have courage. Life is passing, time is passing, age is increasing. Every day we get closer to our graves, and the day of the life passes, we get closer to our graves, and tomorrow we'll be closer to the grave, and the day after that closer to our graves. So this is the day and age that we have to make effort, and the days of effort will leave us, they will leave us, and today has gone far from us already, and yesterday has gone even further, but the qabr is getting closer, the grave is coming closer. So great examples, and if great deeds, Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to do these deeds, then we have to have a bit of understanding. We should do shukr, that Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah's given me shawk and zawk, Allah's given me the passion and desire and health that He delivers us to the place that we need to go to. We don't have to struggle, we don't need to make any effort. Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq. So inshallah, from wherever the call comes, because Allah Ta'ala gives the call. Wherever the call comes from in the world, Allah Ta'ala calls to the dhikr of Allah. Say, yes, let's go to the dhikr of Allah. There's no greater journey than this, I tell you. No greater journey than this. Traveling for the dhikr of Allah, there's no greater journey. Where are you going? I'm going to do the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Where are you going? I'm going to meet this person. Where are you going? I'm going to do shopping. Where are you going? I'm going to buy some mal, stock. Where are you going? I'm going to do this action. Subhanallah. And in this day and age of negligence, where are you going? Where are you going in the morning? Oh, I'm going to do the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah. Aha, great rewards. What a great point. So think, subhanallah, that what a great sentence that a person mentions. The dhikr of Allah? You're going to dhikr, or you're going so fast to do the dhikr of Allah. Well, it's cold. What will you attain from doing this? You say, no, Allah Ta'ala just put this into my mind that I need to go there and do dhikr. So anyway, regardless, may Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq, because nafs and shaitan, they are strong and they grab hold of us. So when nafs and shaitan attack us with their influence, then straight away say one thing to the shaitan and nafs, that today, if I don't do dhikr, then how do I know tomorrow maut will come? And I'll be forgiven due to this dhikr that I'm doing today if I try to go away from it. Millions and millions and millions of thawab we will earn through this one gathering of dhikr. One sitting of dhikr. These kalimat recite, on every recitation of every verse we start to count the thawab we cannot imagine. We can imagine in a few days. We could have sat there, drank some tea, and slept half an hour early, etc. But Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the opportunity that after this effort of doing dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will even complete all of the sleep we needed without any tiredness, without any difficulty. So inshallah, have courage, determination. Old age is nothing. Weakness is nothing against doing dhikr of Allah. Don't say, old, say no. Alhamdulillah, I can go. Allah Ta'ala will take me. I will definitely go. End of story. I will definitely go to do dhikr of Allah. I'm tired, I'll stay awake, doesn't matter if my eyes are closing, but at least I'll be present myself in dhikr of Allah. At least I'll reach there. And if I don't understand what is dhikr, what's happening, I feel sleepy and my head swaying because I'm tired. Don't worry, this is such an ibadah. Dhikr of Allah is such a great worship. Allah says, doesn't matter how lazy or sleepy you feel, I'll give you the full reward at that time. I'm praying salah. You say, no, he's praying salah. He may not be praying properly. Quran you might be reciting. If you are sleepy, the hukam is close the Quran. If you're sleepy, the hukam is don't pray salah. But Allah Ta'ala says that don't even go close to salah if you are in the state of drowsiness. So Allah Ta'ala has utilized the explanation and direction that have consciousness when you're doing ibadah, when you're worshipping. Allah says, pay attention to me, understand the words you are reciting. Beware that if you are sleeping, leave salah, leave the Quran. I don't like this ibadah. But about dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, come, even if you're sleeping, no problem. The thawab will be full in its entirety, alhamdulillah. So such a great, great flexibility Allah Ta'ala has given for this deed. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.